This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It is Sunday, my friends, the 10th day of January, 2016. We accelerate into the future. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We have a huge, jam-packed Sunday live transmission today. It is incredible. The sex attacks by the radical Muslims in Germany blowing wide open, exposing government cover-ups. Catalan, one of the most beautiful areas of Spain, seceding in a peaceful way. We've got that coming up. We've got Donald Trump in major polls nationwide, turbocharging with big leads on Hillary Clinton. It's Trump's to win, Trump's to lose right now. We've got huge news on the situation with the unraveling economy and more today. And the big move to go for the impeachment of Obama for his lawlessness. Here's a report.
Regarding executive orders, the Constitution states in Article 2, Section 3, Clause 5, that the executive, i.e. the president, take care that the laws be faithfully executed or face impeachment. Specifically, an executive order must find support in the Constitution. Watering down the Second Amendment in order to confiscate the lawful right of a majority of Americans to protect themselves can hardly mean the laws are being faithfully executed.
The conversation has to be based on facts and truth and what we're actually proposing.
A big miss for Obama as he failed to explain to all of us what is contained in his latest executive order. Allowing HIPAA to protect doctors that order gun confiscation of their patients based on vague conditions is what's really sending alarm bells ringing, as if the healthcare system wasn't screwed up enough unconstitutionally by Obama.
We heard not only from the gun lobby, but from United States senators, that expanding background checks will, not may, will lead to a registry, which will lead to confiscation, which will lead to a tyrannical government.
Let's not forget that Gabrielle Giffords thankfully survived the 2011 Tucson shooting by the possibly MK-Ultra victimized Jared Lee Loeffner, who erratically declared to the police while victims were still being treated, "I just want you to know that I'm the only person that knew about this." Strange. Unfortunately, federal Judge John Roll, a staunch blockade to Obama's future immigration invasion, was murdered, along with five others. Talk about a conspiracy.
I'm sorry, Cooper. Yes, it is fair to call it a conspiracy. What are you saying? Are you suggesting that the notion that we are creating a plot to take everybody's guns away so that we can impose martial law?
And while you've been president, we are at the lowest murder rate in our country. All-time low of murders.
We've been talking about Chicago, but downstate Illinois is closer to Kentucky, and everybody hunts down there. And so this is not alien territory to me.
I grew up in Kentucky. Trust me, those guns aren't just for hunting. And secondly, Obama, you don't know a damn thing about Kentucky. Well, I've got bad news for all of you that scoff at the word impeachment. Once Obama leaves office, he will have set the table for global government to legally come in and feast on the American public. Obamatrade, with its laws that bypass the U.S. Congress for the benefit of the banking corporate elite. Obamacare, a middle-class destroying Stasi-esque data collection system masquerading as a healthcare system. Obamagration, flooding our cities with criminals and jihadists. And now Obamafiscation, a solitary push to reduce the threat posed by armed Americans as the final dish by the New World Order's puppet is presented to the table. By not impeaching Obama, our nationalist apathy will legally and necessarily aid and abet the death of the United States of America. The time is now. Call your representative at 202-224-3121. Operators are standing by. And if your representative needs more information, direct them to the NorthAmericanLawCenter.org's Articles of impeachment of Barack Hussein Obama at the very top of their webpage. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
We'll be back after the 60-second break. We're fighting for the Republican human liberty. Are you?
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide on this January 10th, 2016, Sunday live broadcast, as we do every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm your host, Alex Jones. You do not want to miss the next 2 hours. Obviously, it is just incredible, the information, the news we've got. Top polling firms, top political strategists have hit the panic button in the Republican and Democratic parties right now. Donald J. Trump, in three national polls, is defeating Hillary Clinton handsomely. In mass, Democrats polled are reporting that upwards of 20% of them will cross over and vote for Donald Trump, ensuring him a landslide Reagan-esque victory in 2016, if they don't assassinate him, if they don't develop a fake scandal that brings him down, and if we have a fair and just election in this country. But I've interviewed Bev Harris and every other major top expert on electronic voting fraud, and it's very hard for the system to beat landslides. Because there's different districts, different people running the machines, don't engage in fraud. Some do. Some Republicans cheat. Some Democrats cheat. It's all cobbled together. And then voter news services run by the AP will supposedly collate all that and announce the winner. But if it's a landslide, they have trouble cheating. Because it's so obvious they can't get away with it because the counties, the different districts, the different voting blocks are publishing their numbers. So they say if you're going to steal, steal big. That is true in history, but not in elections. You cannot steal big and get away with it. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time, I believe Donald Trump may be the next president of the United States. That is a whole nother can of worms because he's going to become president right as we collapse into a global depression that every major expert we talk to says is imminent, already happening in most areas of the world. The president isn't a magician. That's what Ron Paul said. If I get elected under the Constitution, I can't fix everything. A lot of this is systemic. So I got to tell you, I've privately talked to a lot of people that are smart. I agree with them. InfoWars would be more successful if Hillary Clinton got elected. More people would wake up. More folks would get upset in the hell that's coming. But she might stage false flags, bring in pure martial law. I don't think about things like how will I be more successful on air? Because a lot of Republicans say, hey, let's get Hillary in, so what, we'll take over the House and Senate, she'll be a lame duck, we'll impeach her. The Republican leadership likes to work with her too much. And I don't think of things in a Machiavellian way. I mean, I can do it better than the best, That's what we do, is brainstorm the enemy operations and then reverse engineer them and expose them before they launch their next attack. But we do it to stop them, not to be Machiavelli. We want to build better things. We want life extension technology. We want clean technology. We want space platforms. We want space colonies. We want handshake deals for humanity based on innovation, exploration, not conquest. We don't want strong men, drug lord, warlords running our country like Mexico or Somalia. We want to innovate with the Renaissance. We want our grandkids to be immortal. And that's within grasp. It is. Very close. We want to be fans of humanity. We want to really enjoy God's promises. We want to win. And screwing people over and brainwashing them and dumbing them down is not what an elite does. If you're so elitist, turn humanity loose. If you're so incredible, what are you worried about the general? Why are you putting fluoride in the water? Why are you dumbing them down? Why are you teaching them 2 plus 2 equals 5? Why are you giving them vaccines on record to lower cognitive ability? If you're so powerful, why run? As Yoda told Palpatine. And this is the big epic battle going on. All the rest of this news is window dressing. But Donald Trump, in 3 national polls and in other major analyses, is turbocharging right now. It's absolutely amazing. Economists, GOP may win 47 states in general election, the biggest sweep ever. That's the Hill newspaper, not some Trump platform. The U.S. News and World Report, Trump could win it all. Shock poll, 20% of likely Democratic voters to cross over, vote Trump. Poll, Trump beats Hillary in general election matchup. Sylvester Stallone comes out and says, quote, I love Donald Trump. I love Creed, the new movie. I don't like the other Rockies. The new Creed's amazing. He deserves an Academy Award for that, for his performance in that. The director is a great director as well, but I'm going to just get off that subject. It's all coming up today. Sean Penn and El Chapo. I wouldn't even get into this. Under the First Amendment, a journalist has a right to interview a criminal in exile. That's the Fourth Estate. The media is talking about arresting Penn right now because they want to destroy the power of the media to talk to people. That said, Penn, who I've met repeatedly, and I'm just going to leave it at that, is not the sharpest knife in the drawer. Everyone sits around telling him how smart he is. I mean, him and Josh Brolin, what a pair. Those two together. But he's just like a baby elephant, Josh Brolin behind him. But I'm not going to get into inside baseball in L.A. and what I've witnessed with my eyeballs at 2 different parties, and then at a DNC event I was at covering things behind the scenes. But that said, he's got a right under the First Amendment, and El Chapo used to be CIA drug trafficker. And I'm going to show you those articles on that later. They're just burning him now because they launched that whole drug war to basically collapse Mexico. The drug war allowed it to happen. I'll get into that. Continuing, though, the Washington Post comes out on Thursday and goes after Hillary and admits that Bill settled a bunch of rape cases and could be the next Bill Cosby. That shows you they're turning against her. Meanwhile, Kathleen Willey, who we've interviewed many times in the last 16 years, thanks Donald Trump for highlighting Bill Clinton's history with women, urges more victims to come forward. Is Bill Clinton's Bill Cosby moment coming? Well, Roger Stone's on with us tomorrow on the weekday show, and he's, let's just say, kind of like the shadow chancellor, the shadow campaign. Anyways, torpedoes are fired. They've already hit Hillary hard and Bill hard. There's about 5 more torpedoes already in the water. And there's big, fat, juicy, high-explosive information warfare weapons on their way about to hit Bush. And we're going to watch old Jeb go into the water. I love it. 2 months ago in my office, Stone laid out the battle plan, and it was beautiful. And we're seeing it take place right now. Hillary is on fire. and the flames are getting into the magazine of her battleship. And when they get into those shells, into those munitions, it's going to be beautiful when she Death Stars. And Bill, another reason they're going down is Hillary's sick and so is Bill. And even though globalists hate the fact they've got all the blackmail material and insiders and were CIA agents since they were like 22 years old, it doesn't matter. Because we'll see them weak and Hillary stumbling around and Bill all stumbling around and the globalist wolves are snarling and stalking and can't wait to feast on the Clintons. And they are just ready to fall. I just can't wait till the moment I can announce the fall has begun. They're just teetering right now. Such criminals, just teetering on their clay feet. And as they fall, so much other evil falls. Does it mean we're winning? It means we're in the fight. Mass radical Islamic rape gangs going crazy in Germany is now imploding. That fraud's imploding. We've got huge news on the economy. Huge news on what's happening in Spain that has portend and affects what's happening here domestically. It's all coming up straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com is for the rebellion.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm up here in space. I'm looking down on my laser trace.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
These lyrics are from the 80s, talking about NSA spying. No longer a conspiracy theory, hmm? You think you private lives? Nothing of the kind. There is no true escape. I'm watching all the time. I'm elemental. My sight is clean. I am perpetual. Keep the country free. Now, they use the NSA and these control grids for private globalist interests to blackmail and control Congress. We told you that over a decade ago with whistleblowers. And now it's all been confirmed by the former technical director of the National Security Agency, William Benny, right here on this broadcast. In this universe, there's always an equal reaction to tyranny. And in the end, it always trumps it. Pun intended. All right, let's launch into the news here. I mentioned the Trump situation, and I'm going to get more into that in the next segment. I want to get to other news right now, but I don't completely trust Donald Trump. I don't like some of the things Donald Trump says, I'll be quite honest with you. I agree with about 90% of what he says. I've seen him, though, when he's wrong about something, change his views and say, when I'm wrong, I change him, like he said on my show a few weeks ago. But that said, I know Jeb Bush is absolutely horrible. And I know Hillary Clinton is absolutely horrible. And I know those families are as thick as thieves. I'm not a gambler. But if I'm going through, like Indiana Jones, some Mayan temple, and a big boulder starts rolling down one passage at me, and there's no way to get out, and spikes are popping up in the floor, and there's only one other way to run, I'm going to run the other way. It's not even a lesser of two evils issue. It's that I can't go this way with Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton. I've got to support Donald Trump. And then I see the entire establishment attacking Donald Trump. And then Donald Trump reaches out through me, through his shadow campaign head. And I'm going to leave it at that. I mean, what are you supposed to do at that point? It's like the jail door opens and we're the resistance. We're here to help. I mean, I don't know. And then Governor Abbott comes out and says, you want to confiscate our guns? Come and take them. And starts a state move nationwide to basically veto what Obama's doing. I mean, that's even more powerful. And impeachment moves are happening. I'm talking to the congressional aides and Congress people during this weekend. You're going to hear in the next week to 2 weeks what the move is. And let me tell you, it takes some organizing behind the scenes, and it's dangerous. You think our phones are tapped? And the only reason I'm so prominent in this fact is there's so many cowardly men in America. You know what? It's beyond cowardly men. The average man, even if there's some guy worth $100 million that started his own business and is a great guy and really smart or whatever, they just don't see themselves as a fighter or that it's their role to be involved in politics. It's like that's something Martians do. No, it's something free men do. Texas governor challenges Obama on gun control. Come and take it. Then he came out and called for a con. on Friday. That article was posted by Drudge. Had over a million people as of yesterday when I looked at it online. So I can look at the back end. Over a million people on InfoWars read our article. Thousands of websites obviously reposted it. And now all these other governors are saying, we're going to look at seconding your resolution to begin a constitutional convention of the states to basically veto the federal government. Marco Rubio has joined him, which I don't particularly like. That's CNN politics. But the point is, that's 24, 48 hours after he called for it. People say, well, I can't trust a CONCOM. They could rewrite the whole Constitution during one. They're already doing it with executive orders. I used to be against the CONCOM. But when they're already gutting you seven ways to Sunday, you don't have a choice. We're in a death battle. Obamacare is meant to bankrupt the country on record. Shutting off 1,000 power plants, that's a third of them, is meant to bankrupt us. We are being gang raped. We are being brought low. Like a pimp gets a young 16-year-old girl that runs away. This is a standard deal, whether it's Mexico, the U.S., Europe, it's all the same system for thousands of years. She runs away from mommy and daddy. He gets her. He treats her good. He gives her food, takes care of her, gets her in. Gets her in debt, gets her on drugs. 2 years later, he's putting cigarettes out on her and kills her in a parking lot and throws her in a ditch after 5,000 guys that basically had sex with her. That's what the globalists are doing to America. And I'm not going to sit here and watch them put cigarettes out on our eyeballs. This country is a woman. Every great ship's a woman. Every field you plant's a woman. Every factory you build's a woman. Every business you build's a woman. Everything that produces something's a woman. And I'm not going to sit here and watch Columbia, America, raped by you people. And I'm not going to sit there and watch it anymore. This country is not here for you to slap around and beat with coat hangers. Because you're a bunch of pimps and think it's fun to desecrate humanity. It's over. And if you want to fight, you know you're going to get one. You've lost every time you've tried, scum, and you're going to lose this time too. Nobody's going to stop humanity's exploration. Nobody's going to stop our upward vision. Nobody's going to stop where we're going. I'm going to go to break because I went too long. I'm going to come back with some of the clips I didn't get to, some I did on Friday, of the unbelievable Thursday night town hall with Obama. That I probably watched this clip, I don't want to exaggerate, 20-something times since Friday. I first saw it Thursday. And I played it Friday, and it was so weird. I watched it like four or five times that day. I watched it four or five times yesterday. And today I just watched it like six, seven, eight times. It was in John Bowen's report we played earlier where it's done on purpose. It's all scripted between Obama and Anderson Cooper. And they go, is it a conspiracy to get your guns? Yeah, it's a conspiracy. We're coming for your guns. And they just... It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. And then later in the hour-plus-long... deal, they do it again. And I hadn't even paid attention to that clip because my kids go to bed about 9 o'clock at night, so I didn't watch it live. I spent time with them, got home about 6, dinner, hung out, did all that, watched some TV, played a board game with them, put them to bed. My son got up and knew what I was going to do. He came in and said, can I watch it? Because he's all into politics. I said, yeah, you can stay up till 10 or 11. And we watched the CNN deal, at CNN, the whole town hall. And I was like, shh, yeah, I know he's lying. I was writing notes. And, man, these people are crazy. I mean, I was watching Obama and Cooper, the CIA guy. I mean, they're just freaks, man. They want to mount, what they are is wild hunters. And they want to mount us. King 1776 on their wall. That's it. They're like hunting us. This is the whole deal. It's a death battle.
It has happened. 2015 has passed into history, into lore. But now,
2016 has been born, and the decision lies in your hands to forge the destiny.
Whoa. That's a little too epic, that Hollywood action adventure science fiction voice I'm using, but quite frankly, that's how I feel like I should be talking about what happens when your body actually gets the real natural nutrients it needs. And that's why we're offering the biggest discount ever on three of our best-selling products that turbocharge and cleanse the body. It's Survival Shield X2 Nace and Iodine, the all-in-one cleansing formula Deep Cleanse, and Secret 12 Methylcobalamin Vitamin B12 for the lowest price ever. Read the five-star reviews at InfoWarsLife.com and take action in the new year. Receive 15% off on checkout at InfoWarsLife.com when you use the promo code 2016. And see, I just did it again. I can't help but get excited. Get healthy, fight the globalists, win-win, yeah!
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
Just not pay today. Got me your pocket full of change.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Raising the debt doesn't promote overspending, being in debt. Doesn't raise the debt. And Obama's not coming after your guns either. and you can keep your doctor. Obamacare is free, and there's no penalty, and there's no death panels, which they all admit wasn't true now. You can read the bill and see it. They just know that 98% of Americans, literally, do not go read bills. I'll be honest with you, the final health care bill was like 2,000 pages long. I just went to the senator's warning about it and searched the subsections and saw where it had death panels and written by foreign insurance companies and lowered standard of care and increased prices and screwed everybody. And then Gruper, whatever his name is, Jonathan Gruper, comes out and says, yeah, I was hired to lie to the public and screw everybody. Thank God the public's so stupid. And then the media even tried to spin that. And Obama said, I don't know, Gruber. And there's all these videos. Thank Gruber for writing it all and helping me. He's the top genius on all this. It's like a language. It's like I speak globalist. I'm not a globalist, but I study their lies, their deception, how they operate. And it's like the dumbest, stupidest Candyland game. It's not even hard. They just screw everybody, lie to everybody, rob everybody, tax everybody while exempting themselves and then prancing around saying, we're liberal, we're liberal, don't be racist, let us run your lives. And the average person says, okay, you're the authority figure. I'll do what you say. Here, let me bend over. I've got a baseball bat with nails on it, and they tell you it's going to be the greatest feeling in your life. Let me tell you, it ain't. Don't even have the common decency to, what do they say in Full Metal Jacket, to give the guy a... But it's like all these Powerball people. I mean, they've rigged the Powerball. It's all a scam. You get a better chance of being struck by lightning five times than to win it. But the average bozo goes out there and does it because they want to think there's some magic unicorn that's going to make them successful. When the magic unicorn's in your heart and mind to be able to create ideas and businesses and to build things and to be an actor in life, not a spectator. But I'm going to stop right there. Because I want to get into Trump leading the polls against Hillary. I want to get into the latest Muslim rape gangs. I want to get into very positive news in Catalan voting to separate from Spain. Why that's so important. The latest on Obama and Hillary and the whole rape crisis. Sean Penn and El Chapo. All of it. But before I do that, I want to go to some of these Obama clips because these are really important. The first one is the wife of Chris Kyle, the Navy SEAL, says, why don't we celebrate lower murder rates? Now, remember, Obama then starts stumbling and has to admit murder rates are down 61%. I kept saying 51, 52, but I've been corrected by top statistician on the air about the fact. But the Justice Department says it's over 50%. Because gun ownership's going up. Well, Obama says it's not gun ownership. In fact, the areas with guns have higher crime. That's not true. Chicago, New York, D.C., Mexico, places that have taken the guns have the highest crime rate. I mean, he is lying to people. Can you believe that he would lie? The guy that says raising the debt doesn't raise the debt, or 2 + 2 = 5. I mean, can you believe he would lie again? It's like saying, can you believe Yosemite Sam has a red beard and is short and fires his six shooters? And I mean, can you believe that the coyote in Looney Tunes is a coyote? I mean, can you, I mean, whoa. I mean, if you believe he's lying, you're a racist. Nobody wants your guns. Everywhere they control, they take all the guns, but nobody wants your guns. They're just saying, we're just going to take them and put you on a secret list and just SWAT team you and just shut everything down and shut down gun shows and just do whatever we want outside of law, outside of Congress, and Congress get in line and just, it doesn't matter. Just everything's fine, though. And fund Al-Qaeda and fund ISIS and just everything's fine, though. So, she says, why don't you celebrate this? And he lies. Here it is.
Murder rate, that's a big deal. And yet I think most of us in this country feel like it could happen at any moment. They could happen to any of us.
Yeah, well, we cut the front off of that. Let's start it again.
When you talk about the
end. Let's start again. No big deal. Let's just go back to the front where she says.
We're at an all-time low for a murder rate. That's a big deal. And yet I think most of us in this country feel like it could happen at any moment. It could happen to any of us at any time. And I'm almost finished. Just when you talk about the NRA and after a mass shooting that gun sales go up, I would argue that it's
talking
not
about
necessarily
the emperor's new clothes.
I think somebody's going to come take my gun from me. But I want the hope, and the hope that I have the right to protect myself.
And Obama
that I don't
has bodyguards we pay for, but he wants us to be disarmed. I mean, what a piece of filth.
I feel I need, just like your wife said on
emperor's
that
emperor's new clothes.
You know,
game over, jack-off. Game over.
And I understand that background.
You know what? I mean, we're done, dude. We're done, you scumbag.
But I also know that
I'm as good as you. Filth! I got my own gun, you piece of trash!
Almost a fault.
I'm going to defend myself! We're done!
Here we are.
Go to hell!
Well,
go to hell, you elitist bastard! I'm not your slave, you son of a bitch! Excuse me!
Let me make a couple of points. First of all, thanks to your husband for his...
Oh, yeah, thanks. They blow up Navy SEALs to cover up the thing that
extraordinary heroism.
They hate his guts. I mean, just shut up.
He and your family have shown...
Oh, yeah, he wants to destroy the military. He has more red high heels. I mean, he can't make this up.
Number two.
Trainees of the Army will wreck everything.
What you said about murder rates and violent crime generally is something that we don't celebrate enough. The fact of the matter
is, lies about it all.
Violent crime has been steadily declining across America for a pretty
1%.
Long time. And you wouldn't always know it by watching television.
Yeah, because you just impulse.
Overall.
Because we have the former attorney general at the RTF National Convention on C-SPAN saying, brainwash the public and tell them guns are killing everybody and are the number one threat. Literally brainwash them is the quote. I mean, folks, you got more people die falling in the shower. It's like 15,000 a year than die of guns. I mean, you understand that, right? And 7,000 plus blow their own heads off. You got bone cancer? I thought you were for a right to die. I'm not for suicide. But let me tell you, I got bone cancer, and I feel like I'm being put in a wood chipper for a month. I might do it. So more than half the deaths are suicide, jerk. Again, it's a total phantom menace. Total phantom. Total fraud. Guns are incredibly rare killing people. It's bull. Let's go back to it.
Most cities are much safer than they were 10 years ago.
The cities we've taken the guns.
Or 20 years ago.
Chicago, New York, D.C.
Now,
cities are safe. They're what's not
the
safe.
The reason for that is because there's more gun ownership. Because if you look at where are the areas with the highest gun ownership, those are the places, in some cases, where the crime rate hasn't dropped down that much.
Just
the places where
just grew.
There's
80 feet.
Pretty stiff. Restrictions on gun ownership. In some of those places, the crimes dropped really quickly. So I'm not sure that there's a one-to-one.
Yeah, you're not sure. You're not sure. Oh, man, they're so upset that the gun culture's growing. All the liberals are out shooting guns. All the feminists are out shooting guns. All the feminists are saying men might be okay and actually going and getting a good man. And, oh, my gosh, it's wonderful. Oh, my gosh, I'm having kids. Oh, my gosh, I'm a human. And the globalist, like an alien force from a trillion light years away, is just freaking out. Ah, kill the humans. We hate them. I mean, they're scum. I'm going to come back and play more clips. Then I'll get into Trump. Then I'll get into Joe Biggs' report about radical Islamic centers getting hundreds of millions of dollars, one group alone, a year in the U.S., billions total of taxpayer money to actually set up Sharia law training centers. I used to hear this and go, oh, shut up, the listeners. That's not happening. It is.
Every year, millions of Americans are unknowingly letting government institutions and megacorporations steal billions of dollars of their money. And it's all possible because in the hustle and bustle of daily life, we forget to use those holiday gift cards. The numbers are staggering. In the past 5 years alone, $41 billion of consumer gift cards went completely unspent. That's $41 billion taken directly from our back pockets. Don't let them win. Instead, use your gift cards to help support the InfoWar and get 15% off when you use the promo code GIFT15 at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com. Many gift cards are universal and work just like credit cards. But don't worry, if yours doesn't, just to promote the concept of using the money on your gift cards, the discount goes to everybody that uses the promo code. That's promo code GIFT15. Don't donate your money to the banksters. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another world, another time where 2 + 2 = 5, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time, this Bible is green and good, but crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So the Monopoly McDonald's game was rigged, and the Powerball a few years ago was rigged. But don't be a conspiracy theorist and say this one's rigged. Just trust the system. Raising the debt doesn't raise the debt. And you didn't build that business. And nobody's coming after your guns. But MSNBC says the state does own your children. But we should all just lay down and go along with that. Let me now get back to one of these other clips. So I played the clip of where the widow of Chris Kyle, the most
one of the most decorated Navy SEALs in U.S. history's comments about why don't we celebrate the massive crime rate drop thanks to gun ownership, and Obama then starts lying. But he admits that crime rates are down, but he says it's not gun ownership. But there's an epidemic, and gun crime's worse, so turn your guns in. Oops, but it is way down. But then we have this bizarre video of President Obama saying, yes, there's a plot, a conspiracy to get the guns with Anderson Cooper. And if you watch it, he's actually saying there's a plot. It's bizarre. And that ties to the mayor pro tem in Austin, Mike Martinez, who works for Bloomberg. He's gotten funding from him, openly saying that, hey, once we register your guns, we will confiscate them, which they've done all over the world. So let's go to this clip of Obama with Anderson Cooper.
Is it fair to call it a conspiracy? I mean, well, yeah, a lot of people really believe this deeply, that they just don't.
No.
They just don't trust you.
I'm sorry, Cooper. Yes, it is fair to call it a conspiracy. What are you saying? Are you suggesting that the notion that we are creating a plot to take everybody's guns away so that we can impose martial law?
But there's certainly
a conspiracy? Yes, that is a conspiracy. I would hope that you would agree with that. Is that controversial? Except on some websites around the country?
There are certainly a lot of people who just have a fundamental distrust that you do not want to go further and further and further down this road.
Look, I'm only going to be here for another year. I don't know. When would I have started enterprise, right?
No, you're a front man. You're like shark teeth.
I come from the state of Illinois, which...
And he goes on to say it's pro-gun. Turn him off, which we know is total anti-gun. More lies for old. Now let's go to the clip of Mike Martinez a few years ago in Austin, Texas, at a anti-gun rally. And there's a fellow with a sign saying no to confiscation. And he says, you can keep your sign because after we do this, registration was what they were trying to pass at the state level, we're going to do that. And if you're a radio listener, it's powerful. But if you see the video, it's incredible. Because this is what's happened in every other country. Once they register, they confiscate. And that's what Obama's now doing outside of law executively. Here it is.
Austin City Council member Mike Martinez.
The sign says no gun ban.
Thank you so much. I've got a proclamation on behalf of the mayor and city council that we want to present, but I want to say a couple of words, and I'll be brief. First of all, to the gentleman who's dying for attention, someone needs to inform him that there is no gun ban currently, but because of the work that we're doing here today, we will make your sign legitimate shortly. So you hang on to that.
We will make your sign legitimate, so you hang on to that. I mean, there's more than 15 cities run by Democrats that have banned all guns in this country in the area they're in control of. And they sit there when Handgun Control Incorporated, the Brady Center, the UN, all say they want to, quote, abolition on civilian ownership of firearms because it threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. That's a quote from the UN, July 7, 2000, in the UN treaty. That was the treaty adopted then. A total abolition of civilian firearms ownership because it threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. And there is a power monopoly in North Korea where the state only has guns, and it's hell on earth. I hate even quoting lies, that a power monopoly of the state is good. And imagine this mayor, guarded by armed police, says to a guy with a sign, peacefully protesting, you keep your sign, stop gun ban, because once we pass this, we're going to make that sign a reality. And I like the Austin police chief in many ways, but he was in here right after that happened. He said, Alex, he didn't mean that. That's not what he said. The guy in the crowd said that. They were really scared of that clip. No, that's what Mike Martinez said on Living Color video. And, I mean, I could go join the elite, too, and call for disarming the public, and they'd open every door to me. I'm not going to do that. I don't want to hate Mike Martinez. It's like, wow, you really are a Lex Luthor wannabe, though, with that shaved head. I mean, man, you really are a bad guy. I mean, you're a piece of crap.
I mean, go to Nigeria or North Korea or somewhere else where they've taken all the guns and you live like a slave. A couple thousand innocent people get killed a year by guns. You can't penalize everybody else because of it. And let me tell you, out of 330 million people, we're like 380 million to count all the other folks that are here. Being wrongfully killed with a gun, I mean, you got a better chance of basically having a lightning strike here or something. I mean, it's real rare. They don't care. They make it the big issue. Let's go back to another clip here. Let's go ahead and go to this clip where Reverend Pigler, whatever his name is, says, why can't we title guns like cars and have insurance and have biometrics? Obama calls for that. Because the power to tax and the power to destroy. Obamacare is insurance companies with a private tax, multinationally, foreign groups, on us, and the Supreme Court said so. So you can't penalize someone preemptively. It's like, why can't we have insurance on speech? Because it's a chilling effect. It's a prior constraint. And they use insurance to basically end activities they don't want, like diving boards and merry-go-rounds and swings. The nanny state is the domestication of the public, and it doesn't keep us safe. But this pack of lawyers want to create a dictatorship and exempt themselves from it. Let's go to that clip.
The reality is that I don't understand why we can't title guns just like cars. If I have a car and I give it to you, Mr. President, and I don't transfer a title and you're in an accident, it's on me. We don't take cars away by putting titles on them. Why can't we do that with guns and every gun in America? So if somebody who's buying 200 guns, selling them on the streets, if they can't transfer those titles, then they're going to be held responsible for the guns that they sell.
Issues like licensing, registration, that's an area where there's just not enough national consensus at this stage to even consider it. And part of it is people's concern that that becomes a prelude to taking people's guns away. One of those areas that I talked about at the speech, part of the proposal, is developing smart gun technology.
To ban all the previous guns.
Now, this is an interesting example. I don't exactly understand.
Talk your smartphone, the spies on you.
There'll be somebody in the audience who explains it to me. Back in 1997, the CEO of Colt said, we can design or starting to develop guns where you can only use it if you've got a chip.
And Colt's totally in bed with the government.
A band or a bracelet.
I love Colt. Band or band.
Protects your 2-year-old or 3-year-old.
Love my Python. Love my M4s. But band, it's a bad company.
A boycott was called against them, and they had to back off of developing that technology.
Yeah, that's right.
The same with Smith & Wesson. They were...
Because they were in a partnership with the other manufacturers out.
They were attacked by the NRA as surrendering.
Because they were.
Now, to me, this does not make sense.
You just keep saying, lower your defenses. Lower your defenses. I love you. I'm your friend. No, you're not. You're a known globalist operative liar.
Wanted to purchase a firearm.
Let's go to break. Shut him up. We're going to come back with the second hour. I'm going to finish more clips. I'm going to get into Donald Trump leading in national polls against Hillary. I'm going to get into the giant Muslim rape gangs that are running around Europe and that cover-up imploding. I'm going to get into Bill Clinton connected to all these rapes. That's coming out. I'm going to get into the economic news. I'm going to get into El Chapo and Sean Penn. I'm going to get into so much more straight ahead in the second hour. Now, I know the NFL is more important than keeping your job or having your guns or your kids or private property. But we're weirdos. We're going to cover freedom straight ahead. Stay with us. Second hour. Tell friends and family. Tune in right now.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.